What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Sports Medicine Broadcast, episode 24, The Real Housewives of Pasadena Athletic Trainers, for May 23rd, 2012. I am your host, Jeremy Jackson. We have Bill Dockell. He's on the phone trying to get his wonderful wife hooked up.
Sarah Avina.
She's one of my students. And then we have our special guest.
Sarah Jackson.
That is my beautiful wife. We have...
Mariah, who's babysitting.
Mariah is working as a babysitter today.
Oh, Aldo.
And Anna.
And Anna is monitoring our Today's Meat channel. So again, that's todaysmeat.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. We have Brian and Fernando working the cameras. Yep. They're doing the typical photographer thing, saying, work it. Oh, let me see the angle. There you go. He's very demanding as a photographer, Fernando. Except for he doesn't talk much, so. All right, so with the introductions done, real quick, I got just a little bit for a warm-up. We got my first topic is, how fitting, backup plans. So I really didn't have a backup plan for a canceled guest. I guess I just hadn't had to worry about that, hadn't had that experience, or it was always, you know, in time. And I think really I just was like, oh, well, if we don't do it, we don't do it. All right, so Kim is on. She's listening. She has commented in the chat room. She says she's here, right?
Yeah.
All right, fantastic. So I think we are now rolling. So do we need to start over? Nah. All right, so we're on. I forgot to start recording on this one. That's okay. We'll just leave it.
Okay, I'm on. All right. Okay, hi. I want to say hi to everybody, especially my lovely, beautiful wife. It's listening live from her office, and she's going to be typing in messages. So, and one of the students will be commenting. So my wife will not sound like Anna over there.
Anna Karen, yes.
Anna Karen.
So she will be the moderator and the voice of Kim Hale today. So, all right, so my backup plan, I didn't have one. And so I was thinking, what do I do? Because I knew when Bubba called me this morning, I knew when he called me, that's what it was. I was like, he's not going to be able to make it today. And so I was thinking, well, let me see if I can scrap something together. So I emailed a couple people, nobody said anything back. And then finally, I was like, I got an episode in the waiting. I got a beautiful wife that's at home that can probably jump in and do this. And so we've kind of gone over this once before, and she's here. And there you go. I think you heard Joan Aver. He's over there. Who knows what he's doing? I think
he's saying his ABCs.
All right, so he's playing with the phone, and you know, he's chip off the old block. He's following daddy's footsteps with the technology stuff. He already knows how to work a smartphone as well as I do. So a backup plan is a good idea. I think we're going to have to set up an episode that's pretty generic. And then that way, if we have a guest cancel, we can still have a podcast going off smooth. And the other podcast I listen to, the Tightwad Tech, they always talk about they have one. It's already recorded. And they can just go in and fill in the dates and whatnot. And in case something happens, one of them, you know, loses their voice or something like that. And so maybe that's something we'll look at making a generic one and then recording it and having it stored ready to fill in. So, because right now we do have 3 viewers on our live stream, so I'm not sure who all that is. Right now we know it's Kim, Doc's wife, and then it's obviously not my beautiful wife because she's here, so she can't be viewing it live. I don't think I'm viewing it live, unless I don't think it counts me because I'm the one recording. So whoever it is, again, it's todaysmeat.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast. You can join in the chat, tell us who you are, we'll give you a shout out. So that's it for the backup plan. All right, the next thing is we just got in the TRX. It's a strap workout system. It's where their little slogan is make your body the machine. And so you're using your body weight and all these other different things. It's using your body weight in the strap, and you can hook it onto anywhere, a tree or whatever. And so I've been, over the last 2 or 3 days, trying to work with those and figure out who's doing, or, you know, what to do, how to hook it up, how to, you know, correct form and stuff like that. And then that way, if athletes ask or the coaches ask, you know, I can show them and help prevent injury through, you know, proper technique. And so that's one of the things that it's always fun for me to learn new stuff. And, you know, that's the main reason we do this podcast. But I think that's about it. We just got the TRX. So if you got some comments about the TRX, I know Matt over at Memorial was pretty pumped up whenever we had talked about it like a semester ago. So Matt Babisek, if you're listening in, hit me up. Let me know what you think, what you found out so far about the TRX. Anything else? You got anything about TRX?
No, I haven't tried it yet, so.
All right. All right, so then that would bring us to my Twitter pick of the week. Tom, and Tom, I'm sorry, I'm probably not pronouncing your name right, but I'm going to go and say Gak. What do you think?
Gake.
Gake? Okay, so Tom Gake, he's director and founder of Orthopedic Education, something or other. Anyways, on Twitter, it's at TOMGOCKE. Again, that's at TOMGOCKE. And basically, there's short guided videos that are case studies. So it's, you know, all right, so this patient came in with this, and this. What do you think happened? And then it kind of guides you through finding the correct answer. And so you can just sit and learn, watch this little PowerPoint and listen for free. But I looked at it, I think it's said for 17 CEUs, you could pay $35 to get those 17 CEUs and get the credit. So if nothing else, it's really cheap CEUs, but more than that, it's free learning even if you don't do the CEUs.
Definitely.
So again, it's at TOMGOCKE, Tom Gok, or Gokki, as
Gok
would say.
Yeah, and I have the pronunciation because one of the listeners said it, and it's go, and it's kind of like key.
Ah, excellent.
And then Doc's daughter is a Sunny Life.
All right, so Doc's daughter, Sarah. So we got a Sarah listening live. We got a Sarah that's my beautiful wife. And we got a Sarah that's one of my students. So plenty
of Sarah. Awesome. Hi, Sarah.
Excellent. Very cool. So I think that's it for the Twitter.
And now for the guests.
So since somebody from Tom Gokki. Is listening live, somebody, a representative from HIV. If you have any comments about y'all's program there, you can throw them in, and we'll try and work them in too. So, real quick, I want to brag on my family, and then Doc's going to brag on his. Of course, I've already talked to my beautiful wife, Sarah. She's here. She's joining us. She jumped in. My son, Jonah, he's running around somewhere with Mariah. Probably you'll hear him a little bit later. And we have one coming this summer, due in July. So Sarah's got a nice round belly. And yeah, she's a trooper for coming out here, and you know, it's just a lot harder to move around when you're like that. We have been married for about 7 years, two of which were while she was still in college, and we were living on campus in the college apartments. So that was fun and interesting. Together, we on our free time, we like to go for walks at like a Brazos Bend State Park, or even over here in our little area. There's some parks and stuff we go to. Riding bikes together. Obviously, it's harder when Sarah's got her big old pregnancy belly. But watching movies, Sarah's a real big Batman person, and she just likes watching movies. And so I do that with her, chilling out, relaxing, going to Massage Envy or Beyond Butte, those kind of things. Those are always good, too. But Sarah is an amazing wife and mother who has the privilege of staying home to raise our son. I've talked about that before with the Dave Ramsey debt-free stuff. She's a children's minister at our church. She's a great cook. She's an encouragement to me. She's a chief editor for the numerous grants. Talked about it before. She looks at the website and edits all this stuff. And again, there's giggling, which is perfectly cool because my son is here. And, you know, this is just an awesome opportunity for me. So just don't worry about it. And we can.
He's all.
Yeah. It adds character. So I'm sure there's plenty more that I can brag about with my wife. But I think I'm going to go ahead and let Bill talk about his wife.
I'm just laughing at Jonah. He's just grabbing the microphone. He's going to rub his fingers across the microphone. It's going to make that noise. And, well, I didn't have anything written ahead of time, so I'm just going to wing this. My lovely wife is Kim, who's listening and typing along and working a very good job because she's the one that runs the summit. Even though she doesn't get paid to run the summit, she is the principal secretary at the Summit Alternative School at Pasadena High School, and we together have a blended family. We're married. We've been married 11 years, and we met here at Pasadena High School. That's where she found me. So we have four kids blended together.
I'm sorry.
You don't have to apologize every time.
That's okay. We have four kids. She has three. Sarah's the oldest, which is. She is at work, I think, and listening in on this. Hope she doesn't get in trouble at work. Hannah, who's the middle daughter, and she is. Yes, she does work at a church that some of these student trainers do go to. So, and her husband David. They are expecting in November with our first grandchild. So, and Micah, who is at home, finished his first year of college, and he's going to college in New York City. And my son Travis, who will be a senior next year at Clear Falls High School. My wife is a great cook. You can see the way I look that my wife is a great cook. Right now we have a lot of people living at our house right now because some of the kids are displaced right now, trying to get relocated. So, and we have her father-in-law living with us, and we did a lot of work around the house to get him to live there. So, and he has a wonderful garden. I have pictures of all the tomatoes we have. So, and so pretty much we're going to Disney World this summer. So that's pretty cool.
You taking me with you?
No.
Doc, your wife's food always smells good when you bring it.
That's right. She makes good food. So, and I don't know. She may be commenting, so I don't know. Anna, is she saying anything?
The only comments we've got so far is one from Kimberly, and she says, "Sounds amazing, LOL." And one from the person that Jackson.
Right, yeah, I'll read right here. So Cheryl from Orthopedic Educational Services, Inc., or orthoedu.com, she said, "Thanks for giving us a shout-out, of course. You know, that's what I do." Their website is orthoedu.com. It says 14.75 hours of CME, $250 for all, or $35 per session. Patella fractures is a, and then I think it cut her off or something. I don't know, maybe a popular one or something, or a free one. I don't know. So I'm sure she'll comment here in a second, or if she's logged off, then she won't, and you can just check out or talk to Cheryl at Orthopedic Educational Services. For that. So, again, we got three viewers and the live stream adds a whole different element to this thing. And then, again, Sarah, my wife, I think, she's kind of holding her rest on with Jonah. And so, you know, you just have to work within what it is that we have. So, a couple of things I forgot to mention about my beautiful wife. She prefers to be called a domestic goddess rather than just a housewife. So, so anytime you...
Well, isn't most wives they want to be called a domestic goddess?
Yeah, so anytime you have a question for my housewife, you should refer to her as domestic goddess Sarah. And that also clarify so that Doc's daughter Sarah or my student Sarah don't think that the question is for there. So... Domestic goddess Sarah
domestic is
how you
Sarah.
Should address her from now on. Okay?
Can I be called babysitter?
Yes. And if you have a question for Mariah, you can just say babysitter.
Yes.
You don't even have to say her name. Just say babysitter.
Yes.
Okay.
And just real quick, I think we got the ending to the patella fractures. It says free lecture worth 0.5 CME.
Gotcha. All right, so there you go. So you can get a half a credit of CMEs for free on their website. And if, like I said, if nothing else, you can click on those and... watch them, but you just can't get the credits. So I've clicked on one or two before.
All right,
so Doc, why don't you go ahead and start us off with the first discussion point?
Okay, let's start on a positive note. What are some of the things you like best about your husband?
All right, so Sarah's going to go ahead and talk, and Kim, if you're listening, go ahead and type in some of the things, and then we'll have Anna read them.
Okay, well...
Wait, I'm sorry. Domestic goddess Sarah.
Really,
get it right now.
Some of the things I like best is, I think, Jeremy's commitment.
Yeah, scoot up a little bit closer.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah, that's better.
Okay, Jeremy's commitment to his family, that we're the most important thing, that no matter if he has those long days where he's gone for a long time, I can tell that it bothers him as much as it does us. So it's just the fact that he puts us first before anything else, and that he makes sure that we know that. So, and then also the fact that no matter who he's around, he's going to be the same person. So I don't have to worry about what he's saying about me if I'm not there, because he's going to say the same thing whether I'm there or not. So he can be kind of a blunt person, but it's also nice because I know that he is who he is. So.
Okay, and then real quick, I know on the live stream there is, every few minutes there's about a 10-second cutout. So in case case you missed it, Kim, what are some of the things you like best about your husband? And so, there you go. She's got it. All right. Now the voice of Kim.
She says, he's extremely patient, slow to anger, and my everything. God blessed me greatly bringing him into my life. I am honored to be called. And that's where she cut off.
I'm sure it'll come in just a second. I would bet it's going to say, I'm honored to be called his wife.
Probably.
His wife, yeah. I didn't want to mess up and say his husband. Or
Makes sense.
His wife.
I would say something like that. There you go. All right, so, very cool. All right, so now we got it all working. All right, let me go ahead and I'll ask the second question. Again, we'll start off with my Sarah so that Kim has a chance to listen and type in and respond. And I'm going to pick up my adorable sweet Jonah Bear right here. All right. All right, what are some of the joys of your job as domestic goddess?
I would say the fact that I get to be the one who knows his schedule, that I get to see his first steps and hear his first laugh. I get to be a part of all that. And I know some moms end up having to put their kids in daycare, and you have to do what's best for your own family. But for me, it's really been awesome to be able to be the one who's there with him during the day. So, and just the fact that I can be a little more relaxed when I allow myself to be, like Jonah's been sick the last couple of days, and the other night he woke up at 3:30 in the morning, so I was up with him for, 40 minutes or so, but I knew that I wasn't going to have to go out and have another job during the day where I was dragging my feet or anything. I could stay in my pajamas and stay home if I wanted to and just kind of relax. So that's been a big stress relief.
All right, so I think we got Kim's comments there.
Yes, she says, making a difference in kids' lives that are not as fortunate as others.
All right, so that was
everybody understands that Kim works at an alternative school, intermediate and high school. These are the ones that make mistakes or bad choices, as she says. They're not bad kids. They just make bad choices. I say they're the ones that got caught. You know, every kid makes bad choices, but they got caught.
All right. And so student Sarah, not domestic goddess or doc's daughter.
Oh, let me say one thing first, that my lovely wife was a stay-home mom for 13 years and raised all of her kids, and she didn't start working until Micah, her youngest, was in elementary school, I think that's right. Just wanted to throw that one in there.
There you go. That's fine.
So she can relate to Sarah's seeing Jonah take his first steps, but she had three, so...
All right, so we're about to get to what I would consider the content of the podcast, rather than just the bragging and all this other stuff. And Sarah's going to start again. Student trainer Sarah is going to start us off with that. And I got my Jonah Bear crawling around up and down out of my lap.
Anna's got something, I think. You got something?
And it's for you, Doc. And she said, "They're good kids that make bad choices."
That's where my sister goes to school.
Well, she's a good child and made a bad choice.
What are some of the hardest parts of being married to an athletic trainer?
Hang on, remember, you gotta dress her properly.
Oh my goodness.
Domestic goddess
Sarah. What are some of the hardest parts of being married to an athletic trainer?
I just want to say, I think Kim needs a title, too. I think she should have some kind of...
title?
Right. Some kind of title.
So, Kim, you work on that if you got something. Doc, you work on that. Wow, my beautiful domestic goddess answers. And Jonah crawls on my lap.
I would definitely say the hours. I mean, there are days where he's gone before Jonah wakes up and doesn't get home till Jonah goes to sleep. So that's really rough having a young kid, because they change so much from one day to the next. And, I mean, not to mention the toll that it could take on our marriage if we let it. Because, I mean, if he comes home, then there's, when he comes home and Jonah's asleep, then it's, I mean, I've pretty much been a single mom that day. Like, I just don't have that help of a partner. So that's definitely the biggest thing. And then also just the hours period, like the fact that he might not get home a lot of evenings until right at dinner time. And so if I've had a stressful day, then I don't want him to come into a stressful place at the house. So I try to kind of make that... I try to kind of make that that effort to make it a safe place to come home to. So it's just difficult sometimes when I've had a rough day too. Being upstaged by a 2-year-old.
All right, so
Jonah's so cute.
He's going to lunch with me. I'm taking him to lunch.
All right, so did you come up with a...
let's see if she has one.
She doesn't say anything. All the things she says that she agrees with you. And the hours and the weekends missed.
Yeah, weekends too.
Yeah, I don't have no fancy name for her. Other than... don't want to get myself in trouble.
That's all right. We'll keep thinking. Somebody will come up. We got a bright crowd here. Somebody will come up
Queen
with something.
Queen Kim. Keep it safe.
Queen Kim.
Queen Kim.
Queen Kim, that could work.
Yeah.
Kim, Queen. Do you like that? The babysitter said that.
Queen Kim.
All right, so we'll give her a second answer there. And then babysitter, why don't you go ahead and...
The second one?
Yeah.
What are some of the positives of being married to an athletic trainer? What is it? Domestic goddess Sarah? Right? Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely his training. I mean, I'm a clumsy person, and having a kid who's not been walking all that long, we get hurt a lot. So so it's nice to have someone with a medical background, I guess, around. And it's cool to have that knowledge in the house so that, I mean, there's times where Jonah gets hurt and I call him instead of being the first-time mom and freaking out and calling 911 for, you know, like a bump on the head. So that's been nice. I would say that for sure. And
he has plenty of bumps on his head.
Yeah.
So.
And then also having him working in the district, it'll be nice once Jonah gets to school age and our other kids as well, so that we can kind of have a little more choice about where he goes and that kind of thing. So.
Oh, so Jonah might come here?
Eventually.
Or to Rayburn?
Or to Rayburn.
Probably not Rayburn.
Because we know Sarah's from Rayburn.
Almost certainly not Rayburn.
Almost certain.
So is Queen Kim.
Well, I graduated.
So is Queen Kim.
Yes.
Okay. So we just picked up a fourth viewer. So we got four viewers live, and then everybody that's sitting right here. So, and then, you know, anybody that downloads it, listens to it later once it comes into their, you know, RSS feed. So we are quite the sports medicine force here. So again,
four
part of
viewers.
Me, I have my adorable son climbing over my lap, and he's sometimes hitting buttons on the computer. So if this whole thing shuts down, then just give me a few minutes, and I'll get it all back
cute
up.
Little kid.
Anna, is my lovely Queen Kim responded?
Yes, she said, good call, Doc. I am homecoming queen of the summit this year.
And
she said, his knowledge of the business and the rope downs. He has really soft hands. I graduated from Rayburn.
Yeah, we talked about that last week.
And
but
then there's another person. I think
he says Marianne.
She says, hi, Doc, listening with Sarah at work.
Oh, that would be Sarah's friend. They must be bored at work.
No, you're important to them. Their mother's important, you see.
So, oh yeah, because her mom's on. So
yeah, see,
even
they're not bored.
She's
not
live, so yeah.
They're making time. Family's important here.
I'm gonna open it for you.
All right, so the babysitter is taking care of some babysitter work there. Can you see that?
Yeah. Domestic goddess Sarah, how can you encourage other athletic trainers' wives?
So somebody that's in your position right now, or maybe even somebody that's like in Kim's position where they're a working spouse of an athletic trainer.
I would say the biggest thing is support. Just giving that support to them and realizing that, yeah, they do have the long hours, but they didn't really choose to come home at 10 o'clock that night. So I would say just making sure that he or she, if your husband or wife, making sure that they know that you're there for them and that you understand that, you know, that's just part of the job and that's what they have to do sometimes. So, and then also just try and find ways, I would say, to spend extra time together. I know, especially during times like football season or, you know, in the spring when you've got a ton of sports going on at the same time, just trying to find some way that you can connect as a couple, like go out somewhere, even if it's just for a cup of ice cream or whatever for a couple hours, but just to make an effort.
That's a good one. That's good.
Or if you happen to be work close together, you know, like Doc and Kim used to work together, you know, just maybe eating lunch together or something like that. I would say possibly, you know, my beautiful wife, she comes up pretty regularly. I think she was up here yesterday and we went and rode around on the golf cart. I got to start Joan early on the mischief.
Hey, that's okay. I did mine back when Cruz was still over there, that little basement, that dungeon type thing. I used to tell my son there was alligators.
They used to tell you somebody died down there?
I used to look under there. Or I used to crawl and look under there, and people would make a boo sound, and I would run out crying.
It was pretty scary. I don't know what that was, but anyways. Encourage, what was I saying? I got interrupted.
Go to lunch.
Oh, like Sarah comes up here, and so Jonah can tackle the green dummies. So he always talks about ride the tractor, which is the golf cart, and tackle the green dummies. So, or she'll, you know, meet me at lunch. So those kind of things, just making it, or, you know, come up to games sometimes. A lot of times there's basketball games here. And so I'll chase Jonah around the gym and she'll, sit and watch the game and relax a little bit. So, you know, she's been with him all day and then I get a few minutes with him and I'm also at the same time doing my job because I have, you know, excellent student trainers that are working the game. And if anything goes on, then Sarah's there to take over for Jonah and I'm there to take care of whatever I'm supposed to be doing. So
say that again, Anna. I think your mic was down.
She said, did you hear that, Doc? Ice cream.
Ice cream.
And then
she
said...
Yes, she likes ice cream.
Me too.
And she said, be patient, it balances out through the year.
Yeah.
And to earlier, when y'all were saying that you're just that important to them, Marianne said, yeah, you're just that important to us.
Oh.
All right.
Yeah, she's like a daughter, so thank you, Marianne.
All right, so... I know this one might not be as easy for you, Sarah, but what do you think about for, what do you think for male athletic trainers about their family? So you talked about earlier how I'm really committed to my family and make it a priority, and I think Doc's family would say the same thing. How, in your opinion, how have I done well in that, and what is something that others can do to emulate or to kind of copy a way to make their family important?
I would say that it goes both ways with what I said earlier, just making sure that you make the time for them and understand their side of it. Understand that, you know, they're with the kids all day or they're at work all day too, and so they've got, they have their own stresses and their own time demands. And so when you come home, just be respectful of that and make the effort as well. Like not just them trying to make things easy, but you also. So pretty much the same thing, just flip-flopped. And make sure that they know that they're more important than your job in some way, whether it's by... I don't know, by texting them randomly during the day or just something along those lines. So
that's cute.
And, to reply to that, Kimberly said, make sure that you give your family real time. Make them feel important to listen to them.
Yes.
Yeah, I agree. Spend time with your family. And when you're off in the... Nice thing about athletic trainers is that we are... Majority of us are off in the summertime, so spend time with your family.
Yes.
Say that again.
Daddy.
All right. That is definitely a part that I will not be editing out.
Oh, it's so
all right,
cute.
Did we get the voice of Kim in here?
Uh-huh. Yes. Queen yeah. Kim.
That Queen. Was
and domestic oh. goddess Sarah.
Pardon me, I forgot. Kim, I apologize for getting for forgetting the title Queen Kim.
That the babysitter
and
gave.
You forgot to address Sarah as domestic goddess Sarah.
Okay. All right. My bad. Yep.
Okay, I got this one here. Do you have any domestic goddess Sarah? Anything different for female athletic trainers married to non-athletic trainer husbands? Like switch the roles, you know?
I would say that it would be pretty much the same thing. I mean, chances are there's not as many stay-at-home husbands. I mean, there are, but it's just the number's a lot less than the moms. And speaking as a stay-at-home mom, I mean, that's what I know. So I would say it would be pretty much the same thing. I mean, just make sure that your husband knows that he's more important than the job. And just like I said, find some way to connect as a couple and spend that time together.
So right now my mic is off and everybody's distracted because Jonah is manhandling my mic, so I'm about to turn it back off and let them carry the show.
Okay. Anything from Queen Kim?
She just said, no worries, and I agree with domestic goddess Sarah. She is so wise.
Thank you, Queen.
Which one? Do you have any stories or injuries where your husband helped you, domestic goddess Sarah?
Well, like I said, I'm clumsy. I hurt myself a lot. So there's times where, you know, he has to remind me of the rice thing, you know, rest, ice, compression, yeah. elevation. As a non-trainer, it's weird for me to know that. But I always try and skip the ice part when I can. Like, Jonah busted his lip about 3 weeks ago, and so I called him on the best way to handle that. And, you know, he's banged his head so many times, so... There's been a lot of injuries. Nothing too big, thankfully, knock on wood, but I'm sure with the way our child is, we probably will end up with broken bones and all those fun things that come with raising a boy. So that's about it right now, though.
So destructive little boy.
He is. He really is.
He's so cute, though. He's just like...
Yeah, he's cute. He's just a mess.
All right, so I am now back in action. Oh, actually,
fix your mic there.
Do.
All right, so I am. There we go. Sorry about that long silence. Jonah was, like I said, in my lap, manhandling my mic and messing with the pop filter, and luckily I stopped him just before he turned the computer off. And so then I turned it back on, and then I had to adjust the mic so that I could actually talk into it. Now he's over there trying to play air hockey because we have an air hockey table in our classroom. That's what I'm talking about. See, that's how awesome we are. We have air hockey yeah. in the athletic trainer or sports medicine classroom.
And a room made of mirrors.
Yeah, which is the old weight room, so it's full of mirrors. And so, of course, being mostly females in this class, there's a lot of distraction.
Nona.
Yeah, probably the principal one is not here today. I don't know where she. I think she's at the musical. Our high school is putting on Oklahoma as the musical, and so they're doing that while Mariah's chasing my son around.
That's babysitter.
All right, so there was another comment from Kim. Did you say this one?
No, not yet. She says, all the time I'm falling apart. Thank goodness for soft hands. They comfort me when I'm in pain.
All right, so I think I Oh, that goes with the injury one.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever she's in injury, I got you.
And then sometimes I think she just wants her feet rubbed, so.
Well, that's just love.
Yeah, so.
Okay. Well, any of y'all have any? I know, like I said, this was kind of impromptu, and so my questions were, like, I didn't have a whole bunch of questions. I didn't have a whole list of questions. We only had a couple. And then my students didn't get a chance to review them and create any other questions. So do y'all have any questions for either Domestic Goddess or Queen Kimberly? Or either Doc and I about, you know, that the kind of thing?
Are y'all excited for y'all's babies? Your stomach is so cute.
Yes, we are very excited. We're not finding out the gender of the child, and so it'll be really cool to be in the room where only Sarah, I, the doctor, and the nurse know the gender of that baby for, you know, 30 minutes or an hour. And only the two of us, or the four of us, or whatever it is, will know the name of that child for just a length of time. So.
You're going to tweet about it, right?
I'm sure I'll put it on Twitter. I'm sure I'll text y'all and put it on my Facebook and all that stuff. So, well, if I can remember. It's really busy. It's really busy in the labor room. So.
Are you going to be for summer camp football?
Yeah, the baby's due at the beginning of July, and then I'll be here at the beginning of August.
Is it going to be old enough for you to bring it out?
No, probably not.
So maybe like, what, a month or two old?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Yeah.
No, maybe like a month
Depends
old.
On when it's born.
Yeah.
I had to say it because we don't know the gender yet, so.
It will be nice, though, with this one, because with Jonah, he was born July 30th. And yeah. So he was born on a Friday, and Jeremy had to go back on Monday. And yeah, that was rough.
Yep, that was rough.
But I have a wonderful mom and mother-in-law who are able to help out. So that helps.
I remember I let you go
early
a lot. Yeah.
That first week I only worked a half a day, but still, I mean, as a brand new parent, is
not getting any sleep at all.
Not getting sleep and trying to make all that adjustment. It was crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so but you wouldn't trade it for anything.
No.
It's all worth it.
So, as a hold of Sarah's mic now, or domestic goddess Sarah's mic now. So.
And real quick, Queen Kim says, I want to say thank you to the student trainers for all of their time they give. Y'all are awesome.
Yes.
I'll go ahead and mimic that comment because, like I said earlier, if I didn't have good student trainers working the games, I couldn't have my wife come up with Jonah and hang out with me. So that, you know, they're working, taking care of any of the small stuff, and if there's anything big, then that's when they call me into action. But without them, I couldn't do that. Without them, there's a lot of things we couldn't do. And then honestly, without them, the show would probably be quite a bit less interesting because it would just mostly be me and Doc. And so it's good to hear the other personalities, the other fun people, other perspectives and questions and answers and things like that. So thank student trainers. Thank you. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Anybody else?
Y'all made my day. Oh, he fell.
I didn't do it.
Babysitter.
Trainer.
That's it. Or you're getting a pay cut, babysitter. All right. Hey, well, anybody else have anything?
He was in the care of his mama.
That's okay. He's a boy.
That's a question that I can ask.
Before you say the question, Queen Kim says, I don't know, I think Jonah could do the show himself.
He probably can.
He talks a lot, but he tends to get shy in front of people. And so usually, like, if I put the microphone in front of him, he'll sing and sing and sing, and then he'll put the microphone in front of him, and then he'll stop. So some point, I'm sure, you know, hopefully we'll continue to do this for, you know, several years, and then Jonah will be able to kind of comment, and we'll get a child or toddler's perspective. But you never know.
He's fixing things right now.
So, all right, well, you guys got anything else?
No.
Doc, I know you got big plans for at the very end of the summer, but I think we'll talk about that in the episode 26. That's a wrap. Unless Crumbie can reschedule, then it'll be episode 27. If he can reschedule before the end of the year.
That's my boy, yeah.
All right, Kim, is there anything else? Queen Kim. Or domestic guy to Sarah. Is there anything else you guys want to share? Anything else you got?
I would echo what Kim had said about the trainers. You guys make his job easier, and in turn, that makes mine easier. So definitely thank you for that, for having competent trainers.
All right, and real quick, we can thank Kim's work, Kim's boss, for allowing her, for giving her the opportunity to do this. And then Sarah and Marianne for joining us, and then the orthopedic education. I'm sorry, I'm kind of messing up the name again. Thank you for listening in.
Is Queen Kim, is she going to the game tonight or no?
She will be in the concession stand helping Coach Gansky's.
She works the concession stand?
I'll see you during halftime.
We will see you there.
All right, so there you go, student trainers. Make sure you give Miss Kim a big hug. And
we will.
Meet her if you haven't met her.
I don't think I met her. Have I?
We will still hug her.
We'll still hug her. I'll hug everyone.
She came to the banquet.
Yeah.
So you might have met her at the banquet.
Oh, yeah. I did meet her.
Okay, yes, I remember.
I remember.
So then there you go. Yeah. You can give her a big hug and tell her thanks for joining us in, or joining in with us.
Thanks for listening.
Okay, so that'll bring us to the close-in section. Real quick, they just dished out many grants again this year. The Pasadena ISD Education Foundation. Again, there's a lot of people that received grant money to do a lot of cool things. We wrote a different one, and I just wasn't the top. We had a really good score, and they definitely recommended funding it. We just either didn't have enough money, or it just was, you know, one or two short. But again, the Education Foundation is awesome. They've done a lot to support us. They're the reason that we're here doing this right now, the computer, the equipment.
Feeling some kicks.
Oh, there's other stuff. Do I?
She's all just holding her stomach. Oh,
belly's
feeling
moving
some kicks.
Around.
Yes, it's like an alien.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Let's see her.
Yeah, so now everybody's staring at Sarah's belly.
I saw it. It's moving.
And then Sarah's laughing, and it's just...
It's so weird.
Gives the little baby a little shock there. She laughs.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so Education Foundation, again, yeah. You know, lots and lots of stuff, lots of cool stuff. And then we'll continue to submit grants, and they'll continue to support us. And again, that was, you know, Mr. Metter, they do a lot of stuff to head up and encourage that Education Foundation, so thank them too. Again, my Twitter pick of the week, I'll put it on the website, but it's at TOMGOCKE. That's where he typically will post a link to some of those courses and some of the stuff like that. And then if you have more questions, you can click. He has the website on his Twitter profile, so you can click on there and see that. And then, hang on, I got to pick up Jonah Bear.
I'm so amazed. I've never seen that before.
Someone's belly move?
I've never seen it.
I've seen it.
That's okay.
Like, three times.
So that'll conclude our sponsor section. Doc's got the tip of the week.
Yeah, the trainer practical tip is to those who have that are married and have children is to kiss your spouse and kids every day before you leave, and the first thing when you get home, no matter what.
So a bad day, good day.
Bad day, good day.
They're still sleeping.
Yeah. Now mine, if she's taking a nap when I get home, I cannot kiss her because... She just goes crazy if you wake her up. I mean, it's like I might get a black eye or something.
As soon as she wakes up, right?
Take one for the team, Doc. Yeah.
All right, so within your marriage, you know, figure out what works.
That's right.
So, again, bad day, good day, long day, make sure that they know that they're loved.
And the other tip, try not to bring your work home, so if it's a bad day.
There you go. That'll work. But you can bring your home to work with you.
That's right.
All right. So if you want to contact us, you can check out our website, www.pasadenaisd.org/phs/athletic training. You can listen live on Ustream like we had four people today, ustream.tv. Search Sports Medicine Broadcast in the search area or the channel section. You can join in the conversation at www.todaysmeet.com/sportsmedicinebroadcast until we get the chat function opened up on Ustream.
You can follow us on Twitter at PHS Sports Med, Google Plus at PHS Athletic Training, and Facebook.com/PHS Athletic Training. If you want to talk to us personally and you want to hear our voices and actually have a conversation with us, you can call us at 713-740-0310, extension 01312. And if we don't answer, one of us will return your message and talk to you.
Again, you could be that first voicemail that we play on air coming into the show. So if you want to download the app, PHS Athletic Training on the Android market or the Google Play Store. And so you can hear my adorable son commenting on something. And that's going to have to wrap it up because these kids are about to walk out to go to lunch. So for Jeremy
ready. And Doc,
Sarah,
Domestic goddess,
babysitter,
Eldo,
Anna,
and the voice of Kim. That's a wrap.